live. We're live right now.
Are we? We're live now?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Cool. Boys and girls, I think we're live.
Welcome to Breakfast with Comics. I'm Zach Bassetta, and today I have stand-up comic and reality television star, Daniel Heiss. Is it Heiss?
It is. Reality television star.
Yeah.
No, I want everyone to know who's if all three people that are listening, I am live with the Zach Bassetta, the host of Breakfast with Comics, the man, the myth, the pseudo-legend. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah.
Bedecked in your purple.
Well, you know, it's not my favorite color. In fact, it's my least favorite.
Was it a hockey thing?
No, it happened to be a shirt that I liked. I spilled some coffee on my shirt in college once, and I was at the mall, so I happened to buy a nice brand new shirt. Mm-hmm. And it also happens to match the LA Kings hat. Go Kings, go! So,
you don't need to dress up for this. This is why it's
great. But trust me, this is as dressed up as I get for anything.
Me too, dude.
Yeah,
I feel weird putting on a suit. To be honest with you, I would like to get like a nice suit.
No, okay. Here's the thing: suits suck. Mm-hmm. I hate them because I look ridiculous in them. Every suit is either too big or too small for me. Uh-huh. So what I do is, if I need some, I just rent a tuxedo.
Yeah.
If I need to look good, I just rent a tuxedo. Otherwise, for job interviews, mm-hmm. it's just, mm-hmm. you know, shirt, tie, sweater vest. Got to go with the sweater vest. It's a classic look.
I don't pull off slacks well.
No.
Jumpers, khakis, and I hate them.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. It's like the classic look now. Ladies are digging that. They're digging the khakis and slacks. I hate it.
So you have only been on one reality show?
I mean, that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
I mean, it was actually an accident.
Well, I actually was excited to watch it.
Did you actually watch it?
No, because my roommate thought I'd already seen it.
What a D-bag. What's his name? Let's fuck him up. What's his name?
Tanya.
It's her name?
Yeah.
So her name is Tanya.
Yeah.
She sounds hot. Is she hot?
No comment.
Tanya.
I mean,
Tanya, if you're listening, which you're probably not, because you're probably sick of Zach, because you're his roommate. Yeah, no, you're not listening. But I think you're attractive. Do you have internet on this thing? Let's pull her up. I want to look at her.
Sensitive.
We're gonna look her up. We're gonna look her up. We're gonna find a way. I'm gonna make it happen.
You brought your own equipment.
Yeah, but I don't know the Wi-Fi password. This is in Traffic Studios.
Everyone's phone has internet.
Bedrock Studios. Yeah, but I mean, I'm not gonna waste my time looking at your roommate on my phone. I want the real deal. I want the full picture.
Trust me, you're not missing anything.
No, I am. I am, Zach. I gotta know. All right, so let's figure this out. We're gonna get back to you, Tanya. I promise. We'll get back to you. So anyway, I did the Pit Boss Pit Boss reality show. It was sort of a fluke. So you didn't watch it, not at all.
I watched the series, but I missed that episode.
Okay.
And I assumed they would replay it.
I'm sure they still do replay it, and I think I'm pretty sure it's online. It's on, like, you can watch it on YouTube, where you can order the DVDs, man. You know,
little shorty plug.
Oh, Shorty Rossi, I hope you're taking all my money. Thank you.
Well, because you were there to sort of coach the girl.
The little girl?
Yeah.
Which one? They're all little.
The redhead, the one in the comic.
Ashley. Yeah, no, yeah. Ashley, she was a really nice girl. She was real sweet. And I think she has somewhat of a future for herself. I mean, I don't know what it is, but... bright, short, whatever you want to call it, it's there. You know, the thing with that show was, it's all bullshit.
Oh, of course.
All bullshit.
Course.
I mean, their storylines are probably true. Oh, supremely manipulated. After the first episode that I did, they told her I wasn't actually an agent. And she's like, wait, what? Oh, and she played it off anyway. Uh-huh. Bless her heart. I mean, I probably should have become an agent after that, but it was great.
So they asked you to basically play an agent.
Yeah. So what they saw me at the Laugh Factory. So here I'm gonna take a couple steps back.
Okay.
All right. So excuse me. This what do you call it? This Canada Dry sparkling seltzer water is the only thing the vending machine has. It's sold out of Mountain Dew.
That's a shame.
Sold out of Rockstar. Sold out of water. It's really, really shitty, and it's giving me burps.
Hey, that's fine.
Excuse me.
It'll give this podcast character.
Well, that's what I'm here for. So, So I was at the Laugh Factory, mm-hmm. and I used to work with Tom Arnold, and I was, so I was helping him out with his, he did a show every Wednesday at the Laugh Factory, and I helped him out with that. Every now and then I'd MC, but I was there every Wednesday for, I don't know, a year or so, right? And that was the big attraction, I guess you could say. So The Laugh Factory, Jamie Masada is a great guy. He's a smart businessman. I don't know if he's a great guy, but he's a smart businessman, all right? He's one of us. I don't know about you, but he's one of me. He's a Jew, just like me. Okay. So
he's a comic, yeah.
Oh, well, no, I mean, he wants to be, but he's not that funny. He's a Jew, just like me. Uh-huh. And so he's a smart businessman, of course.
Sure.
So the Pit Boss show, this character, Ashley, she wanted to be a comedian. Mm-hmm. And they had...
She's a little person, in case people don't know.
Right. Yes. Okay. Now when we're talking little person, I kid you not. I'm a short dude myself. I'm maybe 5'5" and between 5'5" and 5'7", depending on if I'm wearing Nikes or Converse and what store I'm leaving.
Your high heels.
Right. Exactly. If I'm wearing platforms or flats, you know, for the ladies out there. So, Jamie, he basically said, "Hey, there's a dwarf? Is that it?"
I think so.
You know Brad Williams, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Brad Williams, hilarious comic. He's a short guy himself. So Ashley, who, when I say short, she came up to my waist, and that's...
I actually ran into her at a show.
Did you, like, literally physically run into her because you couldn't see her because she's so short, or...?
No, she was sitting at the bar, and we were there to do, like, a...
How did she get up on the stool?
I think someone lifted her up. she had someone there with her. I think she was on a date.
She knows she's a lesbian, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we were there to do a show, but it got canceled because the place had double booked themselves with our show and like a speed dating thing.
A speed dating or a comedy show? I mean, that's like the same thing.
Basically.
I mean, you both comics leave the show feeling miserable about themselves, probably lonely. Well, and same with people who go on speed dates, because it's, you know, every now and then one person gets lucky, the funniest one.
But I think the difference is, with a comedy show, you can stare at somebody with something to say. With a speed date, you can stare at somebody with nothing to say.
Well, see, I never have a lack of words. I mean, that's just, as you can tell, I like the sound of my own voice. You know, I love to talk. So if I'm saying something, it's probably important. It's probably
it's a nice
funny.
Voice, Daniel.
Oh, thank you. You know, I practice talking to myself in the mirror.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes in bed, sometimes while I'm watching internet porn, too. But that's... Yeah, that's creepy. I didn't, you know.
I don't talk much while I watch porn.
No? Well, I mean, I have this whole deal where I try and watch porn as if I'm a black chick at the movie theater. Mm-hmm. Like, oh no, turn around! Oh no!
Don't look behind you.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, he gonna do
He's
it.
He's gonna shoot.
Oh, he gonna do it. Oh no, it's in your eye. So that's sort of how I operate. I mean, it's rough. My parents don't like it so much, so.
Oh, they know?
Well, I mean, when you live with them, you know. I'm sorry, my roommates. My roommates, I apologize. My roommates, you know, they don't like when I'm yelling at the...
roommates?
Right. You know, when I'm yelling at the porno screen on the computer, they don't really...
know what's up.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I'm yelling, that's the only reason. I mean, that's not true. I yell for a lot of things. I mean, mostly. But anyway, we're getting off track.
Brad Williams.
Okay, so anyway, Brad Williams, he was doing a show, he was doing Tom's show, and... Ashley wanted to be a comic. So the producers in their infinite wisdom, the producers of Pit Boss in their infinite wisdom said, you know, hey, we're going to have a storyline where Ashley goes to watch a show. And she'd already done like an open mic. Mm-hmm. And so they set her up in the front row. And this is actually a funny story. So Tom Arnold, he runs a charity. Like he doesn't run it, but he's a big deal in this charity. That's they run a kids heart camp, which is basically kids, a summer camp for kids with heart failure, heart problems, things like that. Basically they're... You know, that they're not long for this world, or...
So send them to summer camp.
It's like, you know, basically, look, you're a normal kid today. You're a normal kid this summer. Don't worry about it. Have some fun.
Don't overexert yourself.
Right, but no, don't work too hard.
Yeah.
But it's a great thing. It's a great charity. It's called Camp Del Corazon. If anyone's actually listening, check it out. It's a great thing. It's awesome. So Ashley and I guess her sister or something, who's also a little person, which is really weird.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. Something like that. I don't know what. I mean, parents must have been hippies. But so anyway, she had gone there, and Tom thought she was one of the campers because she's so little. So he was picking her up and throwing her up in the air and catching her, and he didn't realize she was like a 25-year-old little person. So he's tossing her up in the air, and she's like, "Oh my god, I'm getting thrown up in the air by Tom Arnold." I mean, he's
gotta be a bizarre position to be in.
I mean, it's happened to me every now and then.
Well,
I digress. So the bottom line is, Brad Williams is doing a show. They brought the Pit Boss cast in, her girlfriend, her mom, and a couple other I forgot the other names, but the two dudes that aren't Shorty. Yeah, Ronald, I think, is one of his names.
Ronald and Sebastian.
Yeah, I can't believe you know that. So they were all there in the front row, and, you know, Tom did his thing, said some stuff, and apparently, I don't remember how exactly it happened, but I was talking to one of the producers or whatever. They're just like, oh, my God, you're funny. Oh, wait, you're a Jew? Oh, my even God, even better. You have to be on the show. So I get a call like a week later. I'm sitting at this girl's house who I didn't like, much like, you know, you and I, you know, we had this prior conversation. We had a discussion before the show started airing. But I was sitting at her house, and she, like, decided she was going to make me dinner. It was actually really good. It was fucking delicious, my
ass. She got something out of it.
Yeah, I mean, no sex, but I got dinner. That's all I really need in this world. Yeah. But so I'm sitting in her house, and I get a call from the producer, and I was happy to be out of there. I was like, you know what? I got to take a call. And the most infinite douchey Hollywood way possible, I was like, you know what? I got to take this. I'll be back. And so she scoots her way off to the other side of the couch. I'm like, all right, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Walk outside. I'm like, hey, do you want to be on Pit Boss? And that's the end of the story. So now we can talk about other stuff. But it was actually, it was a great experience.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Well, I'm actually curious how you got involved with Tom Arnold. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, that was
my Canada Dry I was drinking.
Tom Arnold, in the general public's eye, I think it's a bad rap.
Honestly, he's actually gotten... I don't even know how to describe it, but people are starting to like him more and more and more. Again,
maybe because of True Lies.
That's the only reason they liked him, to begin with.
Yeah.
But, Tom's actually one of the nicest guys I've ever met. I mean, he's insane. He's jittery.
Yeah.
I mean, so am I. But he's got a heart of gold. I mean, you know, like I said, he donates a lot of time to this Camp Del Corazon. He doesn't have to, but he goes there almost every summer to meet with these kids. And, you know, I don't know any celebrities other than, you know, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. And even then, they're adopting kids from Cambodia. I mean.
Yeah, and there's a lot of publicity around.
Yeah, Tom can't afford to adopt a kid from Cambodia.
Yeah, who'd want to?
I mean, depending on how hot their friends were. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Sister.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. So Tom's a great guy. I met him. We're at a coffee shop. I was at a coffee shop waiting in line. I think it was like a Starbucks or something. And I have zero shame. I walked up to him and I started talking smack to him. I was like, hey, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, you're proof you could lose your sense of humor and divorce, things like that, you know? Yeah, whatever it was. He's like, hey, you're funny, so email me. And the rest is, I guess, gay history.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I mean...
So then you started working at the... Well,
I started working for him, actually, not at the Laugh Factory.
Okay.
So
the Laugh Factory is kind of a mystery. What? Getting in there, I feel like. It's the hardest one of the main three.
I wouldn't say I'm in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done shows just basically because Tom is strong-armed them and said, hey, you know, I like this kid. Mm-hmm. I hope you still like me. I like this kid. You know, I want him on stage. And, you know, they start out giving me, you know, five minute sets. And after a while, it would turn into 10 minute sets. And
that's awesome, dude.
You know, I do 15 or if I could, which at the time I probably couldn't. I just find my way talking to people.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what I do best, as you can tell.
Well, man, that's the thing, man. Like, my biggest issue is crowd work.
Crowd work?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like it's I get in this mire of trying to think of, like, the most clever thing possible.
You're the only comic I know who would ever use the word mire. Just want to throw that out there.
Well, I like to spice up my vocabulary every now and
then. Oh, yeah, you gotta...
I've been reading a lot of Game of Thrones lately, so maybe...
you gotta up the diction. So you are a nerd. Okay, all right. I can understand that, all right.
What was I talking about?
I couldn't tell you.
I started thinking about Game of Thrones.
So,
erased from my mind.
I don't know why. Whenever I think of Game of Thrones, I think of Scissor Me Xerxes. I know that's completely something completely different. I love Game of Thrones, 300? By the way. Yeah. But they were actually from South Park. Scissor Me Xerxes or something like that. I don't know. I'm getting my nerd
from 300.
Oh no, absolutely. But I'm getting my nerdery mixed up. So,
well, what else besides Game of Thrones? Or was I in the middle of the story?
You were, but I'm trying
to rewind this fucking thing. It was something about crowd work.
That's crowd work. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
So do you think of what's her name? The chick with the dragon and the nice tits.
Daenerys.
Yeah, that's the one. I apologize if mom, if you're listening, I didn't mean to say nice tits. I meant to say nice breasts. Sorry.
Nice jugs.
Right, wonderful looking chest. Sorry, mom.
Now, do you read the books?
No, not those. I read. I'm a voracious reader, but I've not actually opened the Game of Thrones once.
Cool. So, because I'm only halfway through the second book, mm-hmm. so anything we talk about will only be from the series. So
that's the only thing I know. That's I'm not going to... Spoiler alert, I don't know anything else other than the series.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think it's interesting that it looks so good. It's such a well-made show, and then there's so many crap shows out there. You know, it's like, well, obviously this is on HBO.
Yeah, I mean, HBO is not TV. Excuse
it's
me.
HBO.
Yeah, it's not TV, it's HBO. HBO is not TV. HBO is superior. Superior in quality, superior in style, mm-hmm. and just it's overall better.
Yeah.
It really is. Game of Thrones is one of the better shows, by the way. Good news for Game of Thrones fans. I don't know if you're aware of this. I don't know if you're already
exclusive.
Aware. You're hearing it here first.
If
you're listening, you're hearing it here first. Sirian Hinds. Do you know who Sirian Hinds is?
No.
Do you ever watch Rome on HBO?
No.
Okay. All right. So, did you ever see Munich?
No.
God, who are you?
Wait. Is this the Mance Rayder character?
Yeah. Okay. Sirian
well,
Hinds.
Who they wanted originally?
No.
Was Dominic West from The Wire?
Yeah, that'd been great. But
yeah,
he
but
was.
Something, there was some scheduling conflict.
Well, yeah. I mean, he'd be great, but I think the guy they got instead, Sirian Hinds, he's the guy who played Caesar on Rome.
Okay.
And what else was he in? He's been in a lot of things.
Is he a British guy?
Yeah, he's a hell of an actor. Hell of an actor. His name is Sirian Hinds. He's gonna be great. The king of the whatever the what
North
is it?
Of the Wall.
Yeah. The king of the demons or whatever they call him.
Well, but I mean, I can't wait to find out where they're going with the show because I mean like
well here, here's
zombies for
here's where they're going with the show. Okay.
No spoilers.
No. I mean, I don't know anything. I'm just taking a guess. Okay. Here's a gander. What's his name? Jon Snow.
Yeah.
The bastard Jon Snow is gonna end up having sex with the pale chick.
Probably and from Downton Abbey. Yeah.
Is that what she's? See, that's another show I need to watch. I need to watch Downton Abbey.
And it's only 7 episodes a season. Yeah.
I need to get my cry on. I need to.
It's not even that sad. I mean, it's just
yeah, but I'm a sensitive little man.
Are you?
When I say little, I mean
you get your heartstrings pulled easy.
Yeah. So I actually. All right. So here's another spoiler alert on my own self, and then we're gonna get back to crowd work. God damn it.
Okay.
All right. So I started last night. I went to this party. I ran into a girl I dated. I mentioned that prior, which is interesting. Kind of freaked me out a little bit. Not gonna lie. And then. I went home and for whatever reason I couldn't sleep. I don't know if it was too much caffeine or whatever it is I was doing that evening. I couldn't too much.
It starts with the C.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cock holding.
Yes.
Screaming at the chick on the computer screen while watching porn at 2 in the morning. Anyway, so I couldn't sleep and I find myself at like 3 in the morning and I'm like, God, what am I gonna do? So I was like, I know.
On Facebook.
Well, you know, I was trying to find Tanya on Facebook. Really, it's what I was trying to do. So. That's his roommate. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Zach's roommate, Tanya.
I-A.
Oh man, Tanya, not Tanya. It's Tanya.
Yes.
It's like the Chronicles of Tanya.
Yes.
That's gonna be the movie I make with her. So.
get Peter Jackson to direct. I mean, that show write itself.
That'd be the best porn in history.
Oh yeah.
So sorry, Tanya. I'm not sorry. So what the hell was I saying? Oh yeah. So I'm watching TV and my DVR is completely empty. I mean, there's an episode of Grimm. I've already watched everything else, and I kind of just said, you know, I don't care. I missed the last couple episodes of last season. It's a great show. Grimm's a great show, but I had to cut it loose, like you say. You know, you got so many shows in your repertoire. You gotta cut some loose.
And there are some that even though you like them, it sort of becomes a chore.
Yeah, like Grimm was a chore. I loved the show. I thought it was great, but it became a chore after a while. So I find myself. I deleted Wilfred. All 11 episodes that were still on my DVR, which was a funny show too. There were some really, really funny moments in that show. It was great. I mean, you know, Jason Gann's a hilarious comedian.
Is he the one that plays the dog?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's great, and you know, Elijah Wood exactly. He could be on Pit Boss too. So, I decided. I mean, I'm going to watch something on demand. All right. So I put on The Skulls. That's in my infinite wisdom. The Skulls on demand.
90s?
Yeah, yeah. The one with Joshua Jackson and Paul Walker.
It's like the Skull and Crossbones.
Skull and Bones Society,
Skull and
that's
Bones,
right.
Yes.
Which my fraternity in college, our nickname was the Skulls. No relation. Thank you very much. Thank you. Shout out, boys. Flag Cap Sigma.
To the WWF tag team, though, maybe.
Yes. No? So super out of my league, dude. That's like the nerdiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I love wrestling.
Well, more power to you. I like real sports, but... No,
real.
Oh, that's right. Wrestling's real. No offense, please. Don't take offense to that.
I don't.
So yeah, I put on Men and I put on Skulls, and they had it was for Showtime or whatever, and they had a Showtime trailer of all their shows coming up in the fall, and there was Homeland that they were showing.
Ooh, yeah,
so I'd never watched Homeland before, so I decided fuck it, I'm gonna start it right now, 3 a.m. Three episodes later, I'm hooked.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a great show. I cried like a little girl last night. I mean, I didn't really cry. I just kind of sniffled and teared up a little bit. I got some goosebumps when he's coming home and he's talking with Lawrence O'Donnell. Spoiler alert.
Well, but the thing with Showtime HBO, the time between seasons is so long. It's been almost a year now since I saw the show.
Which is great because it gives me time to catch up all the shows I haven't watched yet.
You got until September 30th, man.
Are you a fan of Boardwalk Empire?
You know what's funny is I was going to say Boardwalk Empire became one of those shows where it was just, I enjoyed it while I was
too much
watching
of a chore?
It. Yeah. All right. Like they all would right. just sit there on my DVR and I'd just be like, I couldn't really even bring myself.
Such a good show. Yeah. I mean, it's so you cut it loose?
I had to.
All right. I understand. I mean, it's no Sopranos. No, you know, we know that.
True. And I mean, I don't know. It just seemed to kind of be the same thing every week.
I mean, it is. You gotta, there's no half gangster. Nucky Thompson. Nucky!
Yeah,
hey!
Freaking, what's his name? God, why can't I think of his name?
Which one?
That plays Nucky.
Oh, Steve Buscemi. Buscemi. Yeah, he's Buscemi or Buscemi?
I believe it's Buscemi.
Okay, apples, yeah. Apples and, wait, what's the hell with, you say tomato, I say fuck you. How about that? Yeah. No, Buscemi, he's a man. He's so good. He was so great in The Sopranos. He's a gangster. I wonder what he does for crowd work.
Ha! Ha! He shows up and he's like, I'm Steve Buscemi.
Exactly.
Well, but the thing with crowd work, I don't know, like, I get to that point where somebody will say something, and they're trying to be funny, and then, like, I just
want... Shut them down.
I just don't want anything to do with them.
Shut them down.
But I'm scared of being rude, I think.
See, you can't be a comic and be scared to be rude.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was the most improper grammar I could have ever used. You can't be a comic and be scared to be rude.
No, that's okay.
It makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Grammar is terrible. So, you can't be rude. I mean, if someone's in the front row and they say something and they think they're being a comedian, and I don't know, and I just can't think of anything.
Sometimes they're not even being mean or anything. They just say something kind of stupid and I just want to be like, I'll do the jokes around here.
Say that. And, you know, see if I'm ever doing a show and someone's in the front row, and you know they're mouthing off or they're being real sweet and they're trying to, you know, I'm from Iowa or I'm from Texas or blah blah blah. Uh-huh. Look at me, I'm in Los Angeles. My response is, all right, shut the fuck up. You want to tell some jokes? Pick up a microphone, get on stage, take some acting classes, become a waiter or a waitress like everyone else in this goddamn town. And get up here, or shut your stupid mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never actually said that to anyone, but I'd love to. Well, most of the time, I'm really good at making fun of people, which I probably shouldn't admit, but I'm really good at it. So, I mean, easiest thing to do is just make fun of what someone's wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I think part of it is that, like, I put so much pressure on myself to come up with something, like, hilarious. When all I really need to do, or any comic, I mean, I guess, is just have something to say.
I'm pretty sure any comic. All right, so here, you're familiar with a lot of the comics in the town, right?
Sure.
So there's a guy who actually I think excels at crowd work. I think his crowd work is better than some of his material. A hell of a guy, Max Amini.
Don't know him.
Okay, he's
cool
a
name though.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the whole Persian shtick going on. So he goes, ha-ha, ha-ha, hey, you're Persian, what village you from? Ha-ha! That's his thing. And it's great, you know what? It works, man. I've seen him a couple times, done some shows with him. Nice guy. I actually happen to think he's pretty funny. But his crowd work is superb. I mean, I've seen him host shows, and he's one of the better hosts I've seen. He's got a flow. Although he, instead of saying pit boss, he said I was in pit bulls of comedy. So I think he was implying that I was in fact a dog or a bitch. I can't really tell.
Hey man, but it sounds good.
It sounds way better than pit boss on pit bulls of comedy versus pit boss on Animal Planet. Which would you go for?
You and Monique, maybe.
Monique.
Yeah.
Mo apostrophe Niqua.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. I love Monique.
Oscar award winning.
Oscar award Moniqua.
Monique.
I love it. I love it.
So I also wanted to ask you. You're a 26 year old man.
I am as of last Sunday. Thanks, mom and dad.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, when you what sort of television shows did you watch as a kid, and have there been any that have been remade into films in some way?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
Beavis and Butthead was a big one for me.
Well, what did you think of the reboot they had recently?
I thought it was great.
Me too. And then it's like 15 episodes, and I thought it was going to be back for a while.
They cut it short? They cut it loose, or what? They canceled it?
Apparently, they had written 30 episodes. But when they say 30 episodes, they're each...
Well, yeah. So there's two episodes.
But, I mean, I thought they were bringing it back for the foreseeable future.
So they just basically brought it back for a season?
It seems like it.
Beavis and Butthead is... It doesn't translate to this generation. The MTV, the kids who are watching MTV now don't give a shit about Beavis and Butthead, because right. They don't care. They don't even watch. The fact that they had to change music videos to reality TV. I mean, come on. Yeah, okay. So it's funny. It's funny where the Jersey Shore herpes episode. You know, and they're like, so we're Snooki's sitting there with a chalkboard or something, talking about who in the house has had sex with who or whatever. And Beavis said, hey, if you go back long enough, you can trace the beginning of herpes or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. I practiced that in the mirror too. But,
fire. You know what's fun is, like, I didn't get into, like, Beavis and Butthead. I wasn't allowed to watch it at first. I wasn't allowed to watch that.
So you're from Texas then? Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense, actually.
And so, but and I thought, like, I had these ideas that it was just like, oh, it was just bad, not funny, and all stuff. And then my grandparents got cable.
Oh,
and
I was like, it was on. This get is it on. Funny.
In fact, because of the music video segments, it reminded me of Mystery Science Theater, and I was like,
I love Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah,
it was great.
Mystery Science Theater is probably the biggest influence on my comedy besides Jim Varney.
So basically, so you need a lot of old movies and old references, and a lot of people are probably going to go, what the fuck is this guy
not
talking about?
Not necessarily specifically the old references, although I love obscure references, but just the type of humor. You know what I mean?
No, I get it.
Mystery Science Theater could very easily have been stupid, lowbrow humor, dick jokes, farts.
Wait, so you mean it's not?
I think it's really intelligent.
No, I mean, it is. It's... Mystery Science Theater 3000, it's genius. It's brilliant.
It's a complete fluke that it was on for 10 years. No reason why.
It's brilliant.
It's too good.
It's brilliant. Brilliant show. I wish they would bring something like that back.
Well, you know Riff Tracks.
What's that?
Riff Tracks.
What's that?
Oh, dude. Michael Nelson. There's.
Am I missing out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's two factions of Mystery Science Theater. There's the Mike half and there's the Joel half.
Right.
Joel went on to do Cinematic Titanic, which is buying $30 DVDs every 3 or 4 months, and in my opinion, the one I watched wasn't that great.
Okay.
Riff Tracks, they release a couple a week.
And is this online?
Riff Tracks is online.
Okay.
With Riff Tracks, you download the audio commentary and then sync it up with your DVD.
Okay.
So there's no distribution issues, so they could do any movie they want.
All right.
So they do these big blockbuster films like, dude, Michael Nelson and Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, wow.
Do Jurassic Park, and it's hilarious.
I have to watch that.
You do.
I mean,
rifftracks.com, dude, if you're a Mystery Science Theater.
See, you know, the thing is for me is I have a hard time watching TV on my computer. It just doesn't feel right.
I agree.
It just doesn't.
Well, you get the audio set up on your laptop.
No. I mean, I'm a surround sound kind of guy. Okay. So, like, I can't really, you know, if I have audio coming from my computer, I'm going to be pissed off. If I got the nice LCD HD TV and I got surround sound going and the audio is coming from my little MacBook Pro speakers, I'm going to be pissed.
Mystery Science Theater.
I mean, you know, it's difficult, man. If I have to watch a show online,
even if it's a show I've missed,
I would rather pay for it. Mm-hmm. And watch it on my television and rent the DVD to miss it, to see an episode I missed, than to have to watch it online.
It's got to be a last resort thing.
Oh yeah,
like I needed to catch up on Fringe, and for whatever reason they didn't re-air.
That's a show that I really need to get into. I hear it's a great show.
Here's the thing:
there's a lot of episodes to catch up on, man.
There's 4 seasons. This next season is going to be the last one.
That's network TV, man. There's like 20 episodes each.
75% of the first season is basically just X-Files. But once you get to what the show is actually about,
okay,
it's really interesting.
Okay. I'm gonna have to check that out. I like shows like that. And I mean, I've seen a couple episodes of the show. It's a great show.
It's one of those shows, and I like shows like this. I know a lot of people don't, but where you have to really watch in order to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I refuse to watch anything that's not out of order. I can't do it. But here's a trick. Here's a trick. If you want to lose some weight, all right, and I swear to God, you do this.
I do need to lose some weight.
Well, I mean, here's what you're gonna do. All right, I'm gonna give you the biggest piece of it. I mean, I'm I'm doing this myself, and I think it's working. I mean, I still eat Umami Burger every day, but you know what? If I cut Umami Burger out of my diet, I might lose a couple more.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, I really eat it every day. I should though. I really want to. Anyway, so here's a trick. Mm-hmm. You have Netflix?
Yes.
All right. You have the Netflix app?
Yes.
Yeah. So you everyone has an iPhone in this world.
Mm-hmm. So well, I have an Android.
Same thing. Yeah. They have the Netflix app on your phone, right?
Yes. Although. Real quick, frustratingly, you can only look at what's on instant play on the app. Like, you can't browse movies.
But that's fine. That's all you need. So, because you can't
watch them on your phone.
Yeah, I mean, you can't watch a DVD on your phone anyway. So, what I do is I go to the gym, I put myself on the treadmill, and I watch Netflix. So, I catch up on my shows. I started watching, what do you call it? I know it's HBO Go, but it's the same principle. I started watching Generation Kill.
Okay.
Which is actually pretty good. I started watching it when it first aired.
Afghanistan?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually David Simon.
Okay. Really?
Ed Burns. The guys who did The Wire.
Yeah.
Great. It's great stuff. It's great. And a lot of the same characters. Actually, Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood is in it.
Okay.
He's playing actually a nice guy. It's kind of weird. It's actually really weird. If you watch True Blood.
I don't.
Okay, well, you should. Because that shows, look, and here's why, here's what, I know, but vampires have become soft in the fucking, in the age of teenage girls and bullshit, all right? Vampires are the ultimate killers, man. Vampires are the James Bond of the underworld.
They should be.
No, they are, man, I'm telling you. Vampires are the James Bond of the underworld, okay? They fuck, they kill, and that's it. And they sleep.
And they live forever.
Yeah, and they live forever, and they charm the shit out of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Twilight has really ruined vampires.
There's something
vampires.
About the young vampire that turns me off, I think. Because you think, well, I understand.
But when you say young vampire, do you mean a young-looking vampire or a vampire who's like a brand new vampire?
I don't know. I guess I just think of, like, you know, Lestat and, like, Interview with the Vampire where the characters just had, they just felt so old.
Interview with the Vampire?
Yeah.
So you're actually making a Tom Cruise reference here.
I guess so.
Okay, well, look. Anne Rice over here. All right, I'm sitting with Anne Rice, folks. Look, True Blood, at least in its first season, is what I think a vampire storyline should be all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sex. Mm-hmm. It's about violence, and I mean lots of violence, lots of gore, lots of sex,
mm-hmm.
more sex, and drugs.
Okay.
So basically, the whole premise of this, I don't know if how much you know about the show. But the premise of True Blood, and if any of my friends are actually listening, which I'm sure you're not,
somebody is.
We got some listeners. That's great. But hopefully there's some of my friends. If not, hey everyone. So anyway,
we're friends now.
No, I mean is that we're listening to each other.
Yeah.
So we're friends.
Yeah.
So we're listening.
And then whoever's listening to us now should be our friend.
Well, I mean, add me on Facebook. So find me on Twitter.
The
yeah, that's right. The Daniel Heiss. How do I spell that? THEDANIELHEISS. That's Twitter. If you can, I'll say it again later. Anyway, so the premise of True Blood is basically you got a couple vampires in this small town,
mm-hmm.
And there's this chick who can hear people's thoughts, mm-hmm. and
Sookie
Stackhouse. So basically, she there's a problem going around in the world, and that's vampire blood.
Uh-oh.
Vampire blood is a drug. It's ecstasy and acid in one.
Oh man!
So these and steroids all at the same time.
My goodness.
So yeah, so these people are taking V, as they call it, vampire blood. They're vamping.
Do they shoot it?
No, I mean they drink it.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, I mean if they were shooting it, that'd be a little too intense for people.
Yeah, I wouldn't care for that.
Yeah, I mean I'd probably watch it anyway because I'm kind of into that. I'm mm-hmm. totally kidding, but not really. It's no, I'm totally kidding.
Like Requiem for a Dream for Vampires.
It's yeah, pretty much. That would be intense.
I would.
So basically, yeah. So it's an awesome show where they're just people are killing each other over vampire blood, and vampires are convincing people to have sex with them. And
yes, they do.
I mean, I wish I could do that. Yeah. I wish I could walk in the room and be like, "Hey, you, Sookie, you mine."
Yeah.
You know,
just like the Jedi mind trick.
Right. Right.
This is the penis you're looking for.
Exactly. So the bottom line is. True Blood's awesome. And so anyway, so it's called True Blood because these vampires, instead of, they're trying to do what's called mainstreaming, right? So they basically drink this stuff that's synthetic blood called True Blood, and they put it in the microwave. And it's, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so vampires are now amongst the society.
Amongst the
so anyway, True Blood is an awesome show.
Okay.
And you should watch it. And if you don't, well, that's all right. It's what, I swear to God, it's what a vampire show should. It's not about love. I mean, yeah, there's some, you know, love stories in there for the chicks, but It's mostly about sex and killing, and it's great. But on a side note, completely unrelated, we're in Echo Park right now. You ever hang out in downtown?
Sometimes.
Okay, so have you ever been to Villain's Tavern?
Yes.
Okay, so actually, two of my friends, Amber and Jocelyn, thank you very much. They took me out on Thursday night for my birthday. Although my birthday was Sunday, whatever. Birthday week. It's all good. It's birthday week. It's actually my birthday officially ends in. I'm really bad at math, but I'm gonna say 12 hours. I'm gonna say
sounds good.
12. Yeah. 12 hours. So they took me to this trivia night thing at this place called the One Eye Gypsy.
I love trivia.
Yeah, trivia night was great. And another actually, one of our comedic brethren was hosting the trivia night. A guy named Josh Lewis, host of Repo Games, hell of a guy.
Oh yeah. Repo Games, man, that shit is addicting.
No, it's so good.
I love stupid people answering trivia.
There's nothing better than stupid people answering trivia.
There's the one I was watching that stuck out. This girl was supposed to name the planets.
Oh, I've seen that one.
And she named the moon.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she said Jupiter.
There's one where they he was basically he asked her, all right, name the current president. And he was giving her a hint. He's like, Georgia, what you have on your head?
Or between your legs?
Right. I'm pretty sure he said that one, too. Josh is a funny guy. Yeah. So anyway, we're at...
He's the white one.
No, Josh is... Yeah, he's a big black dude. Super nice guy, man. And I swear to God, ladies, if you're ever around Josh, look out. He will chum the pants off of you. And I literally mean that. He's
saw one of those episodes too.
Yeah, he loves them ladies, and he's a hell of a guy. Anyway, so we're moving on. So we went to this One-Eyed Gypsy place, and then we went to this place called Villain's Tavern, which was down the street. And I walk in, and one of the characters from True Blood, a guy named Terry, he's playing in the band there. Apparently, he's in the house band there every Thursday, called LA Hootenanny.
It's, yes, I've seen them.
They're great, man. I mean, I'm not really into the whole country thing. I mean, I'm from Sherman Oaks. Like I said earlier, I'm the hick of LA.
Well, I just feel like a lot of people, especially the past, with the way the country industry has been the past 10 or so years, what people think of as country is not really country.
No, it's garbage. Well, that's right. You're from Texas, so you're Mr. Country, I guess.
But people say, like, I don't like country, but I like Johnny Cash.
Well, Johnny Cash is country music. Yeah, no, I get that. But I'm saying I don't like the country music they're passing off as country music now.
I totally agree.
So yeah, they're playing cover songs. I mean, they play a country version of Dr. Dre. I mean, nice. It doesn't get much better than that.
Totally.
So anyway, if you're ever in downtown LA on Thursday night, check out Villain's Tavern. I thought it was awesome. LA Hootenanny. That's right. Great band. I don't know how we ended up there from how the fuck have we ended up where we have?
We always got like this destination, but then like we go off on these side streets and then
tangents.
Where we go.
Tangent.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good at those.
Well, there was something about we were talking about shows and then True Blood.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay, so shows say this five times fast. Shows that shape your childhood.
Yeah.
I almost shows that shaped my childhood. Shows that raped my childhood.
Well, Beavis movies that raped my childhood.
There's plenty of those too. Beavis and Butthead was a hell of a show.
Sure.
Ren and Stimpy. Saved by the Bell. I kind of watched. Yeah, I didn't really watch Saved by the Bell religiously, but it was a good show. I mean, you know, everyone wanted to be Zach Morris or A.C. Slater, you know, and every chick wanted to be. Yeah, every guy wanted to be with her, and every girl wanted to be her, and some girls wanted to be with her too. But that's a different story.
Well, I'm sure there's some guys that wouldn't have minded being with Mario Lopez.
I mean, I want to be with Mario Lopez.
I know,
are you
right?
Kidding? That guy's a dreamboat!
Did you ever see, where he played like a beach cop?
Oh, God, Pacific Blue?
Pacific Blue! Yes,
yeah,
Pacific
the bicycle
Blue.
Cops, dude.
Oh, God,
that
show's so good on television.
I mean, hey, it was on
the
U.S.
Shorts.
It was the shorts.
Tiny shorts.
It was the shorts and his pectoral muscles.
Yes.
And it was also the beginning of the USA Network.
Oh.
I mean, not really the beginning, but
that was the
USA Network at its infancy, if
yes.
you will. I love USA Network. I watch a lot of shows on it. You watch Suits?
I find it hard to get into shows that are kind of the case of the week.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
But see, Suits is not really like that. I mean, Suits is not a. It's not really a case. I mean, yeah, there's.
Oh, right. It's Mark Paul Gosselaar and somebody else.
No, that's Franklin and Bash. You're getting your lawyer shows mixed up. That's TNT. You're getting your networks and your lawyer shows mixed up. Get with it, kid. I'm telling you.
My mistake.
Franklin Bash is also a good show.
Yeah.
A guy who went to my university is actually in the writer's room on that show.
Awesome.
Good for him. Pat Sheehan. You're not listening, but...
Well, I grew up next door to a couple Sheehans, so...
Well, in
full circle.
Couple Sheehans in Texas, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a sitcom in the making.
Except my dad pronounced
Sheehans
it.
Sheens in Texas.
Sheens
in Texas, boy.
Too many cars.
Too many Sheens and Steers in Texas, boy. I don't know which one's which.
Horns.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so are you a Longhorn?
No. I went to University of North Texas, which was
the Mean Green.
Mm-hmm, yes, which is funny because Mean Joe Green.
Yeah.
Went to UNT.
Okay. Is that how he got the name?
That's what I wonder. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, I mean, if you get the internet connected somehow, I mean, I still gotta look up Tanya. All right, hold on. Let's look up Mean Joe Green.
Did you figure out the Wi-Fi?
I think it's just connected. All right, awesome. Joe Green, Charles Edward Green. How does a guy named Charles? I don't understand this. All right.
That's interesting.
Okay.
We're looking up on Wikipedia, the website of knowledge.
Wikipedia. I mean, I'm pretty sure I changed some stuff on my own. I created a page for myself on Wikipedia for my high school saying, you know, celebrity alumni. I got deleted.
Oh, those bastards.
All right. Hold on. So he got his nickname when the Pittsburgh fan base mistakenly assumed that the North Texas team nickname of Mean Green was Joe Green's nickname.
However,
it was actually Coach Rust's wife who wanted to give a nickname to the team's outstanding defense, who laid down the description, which stuck in two instances. It makes really no sense. So since Green is the school's main color, she gave the defense name Mean Green.
And then Charles, as we found out, his name was already Green.
Charles Edward Green. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't really know how you get Mean Joe out of Charles Edward. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I know. Well, how do you get Hank from, like, you know, or Chuck from Charles, you know?
Well, I mean, that's... I don't know. I mean, I guess that goes back to the 1800s when men were men and women were women. I don't know. All right, hold on. I'm going to Facebook right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna look up your roommate.
Okay, I'm interested in this. I want to see what happens. Okay, so you're there.
All right.
Go on and log in. What's your password?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Well, it's for security's purposes.
Right. No, I'm not telling you. Whoa, okay. Really? I gave myself the incorrect password.
Way to go! You got in a hurry, man. You're too excited about checking out my roommate.
I am. Keep my account. Whoa. Okay, so
you got a lot of notifications.
Just two. So five people have liked my status.
What was your status?
In less than an hour, I'm on the Breakfast with Comics podcast. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
tell
yeah.
them to fucking listen in.
Of course I did. Wait, you don't think I'm plugging my own shit? All right. So let's go. All right, hold on.
Tell me when you're ready.
All right, North Texas.
Well, what are you going to North Texas for?
I'm just looking. That's.
I had oh, you're sure. going
I was
to
looking
mine.
At you. Yeah, oh, of course. Oh. What am I going to pull
I thought
up?
You're gonna, I
I'm going to search you North Texas for your roommate, Tanya. You probably didn't even go there. All right. Friends. We have 19 mutual friends, just so you know.
Hey, oh, probably. Funny. I'm sure they're all comics.
How do you know Sarah Vitor?
I saw her on your profile a long time ago.
So you creeped on my profile and added her?
Well, I thought she was cute, so I added her, yeah.
She's pretty cute. That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah, there's really no other reason. We've never spoken.
That's actually really funny. And she added you. Sarah, you're not listening, but we're going to talk about this later.
She's got good taste. What can I say?
She likes me as a human, so she's got immaculate taste. All right. Tanya.
T-A-N-I-A.
Valdez?
Yes.
In Culver City?
Yes.
Okay.
With the doggies?
Okay,
but that's not
her.
That's from Evil Dead, I believe.
That's not her. That's definitely not her.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
So, why are there pictures of you?
I don't know. Well, because we went out to the shooting range together.
Euro trip. Is this her?
Probably. I can't... Well, yeah, I'm sure it is. I can't really see the computer.
She's playing it safe in Paris. Okay, so I want everyone to know there's a picture... See, now this is why Facebook, you should really keep your shit private. Okay, because there's a picture of her in Paris standing next to a Durex condom dispenser. Okay? All right? Good for her for playing it safe.
Well, you got to out there. You don't know, you know, sailors out there going from port to port.
That's right. All right, Tanya, we're gonna be friends. I'll add you later, I promise.
Do it, man. Well, she likes Jewish guys. So.
Who doesn't? We're well read, educated, and
yeah,
other stuff. We have money. We're crafty businessmen.
Before we go off here.
Okay, I'm signing out of Facebook. Tanya, it's been real. It's been real.
And it's been fun. But it was never
All right,
fun.
Let's do this. Whoa, we got some... All right, so this is why it's called Breakfast with Comics. We got yes. Fruity Pebbles. I have a question, though.
Yes.
Why the fuck did you get me gluten-free Fruity Pebbles?
Because that's the only way they make them now, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's all gluten-free?
Yeah. But I actually didn't notice that. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Listen, you brought me a treat, and I appreciate it. I'm actually really excited. You brought spoons, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but see, I feel like people need to be informed on what cereals are even worth their time.
Okay, so what's your favorite cereal then?
Lucky Charms.
See, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. The man is handing me a spoon. All right? I want you to hear this step by step. I've unwrapped the Fruity Pebbles.
Yes, it's one and of that's those me serve bowls.
Oh yeah, it's one of those ready to go bowls. I've unwrapped the milk. I've unlocked the key to the milkness.
Yeah, whatever that little zip tie is.
I'm unscrewing the milk. Hold on, I'm pouring the milk. I don't know if you can hear it. There's a pop screen there. Mm. Oh yeah. Alright. So we got the milk.
I did Cocoa Pebbles not too long ago.
Cocoa Pebbles. Yeah, see, so I prefer the Fruity Pebbles
Me
over
too.
The Cocoa Pebbles.
I do as well.
You gotta get the milk to pass around. Alright, hold on. Fruity Pebbles.
I'll tell you, that's a good mix of fruit.
Yeah.
Fruity taste.
See, think about Fruity Pebbles. Mm-hmm. It's like eating a really weird lollipop, just gonna leave your mouth a different color.
Totally.
That's okay if you're into that kind of shit, which I am.
I like that it's like little miniature frosted flakes, but mm-hmm. different flavors. And we had Fruit Loops not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was just sort of like this mush, you know?
Yeah, not a fan of the Fruit Loops. All right, I gotta say though, Cinnamon Toast Crunch mm-hmm. doesn't get much better than that.
It's a good one.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best cereal of all time. It might cut the roof of your mouth a little bit.
No, that's a...
Cap'n Crunch really does it.
Cap'n Crunch, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That shit should have a warning label.
I'm pretty sure I've actually cut my mouth more than, I'm going to say, 75 times on Cap'n Crunch. I mean, okay. My mother told me never to eat with my mouth full, or never to eat with my mouth full. Never to talk with my mouth. Never eat with your mouth full, Daniel.
Never talk
with
your mouth moving.
Yeah, that's right. Never talk with your mouth full. But I'm doing it. And I'm not ashamed right now. Mom, I love you. You know?
Okay. Makes for good radio.
Yeah. I mean, you can't see it, so it sounds funny.
It's the theater of the mind.
Right. The theater of the mind. You are now entering the theater of the mind.
But you speaking of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, mm-hmm. I like how those cereals that have been around for a while, they basically have like a backstory.
Yeah.
Whereas the Cinnamon Toast Crunch was like, it was all the science guys that were like trying to design the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, right?
Mm.
It was like the doctor and his two assistants.
So you want the trippiest story of all time when it comes to cereal?
Absolutely.
Okay, first of all, I gotta say, I love cereal. Don't get me wrong. But there's more to breakfast than cereal.
Sure.
But cereal's cheap as shit. So I like your style, dude.
There's so many variety.
Exactly. So anyway, the next time I want Eggs Benedict, bro, okay? And I'm not coming. It's in my rider. And next time I come here, I want some Eggs Benedict.
You recommend some place that makes good Eggs Benedict? I'm in.
I'll recommend more than one off there. Oh. Actually, fuck it. CC's, eat, all in the valley. I don't get out of the valley for breakfast. You don't need to leave the valley for breakfast. But, all right, so cornflakes. Mm-hmm. You know, the genesis of cornflakes was actually the iron content. See, in the early 1900s and the late 1800s, Kellogg's was actually a brand that was, it wasn't really owned by the church, but they were owned by guys who were really religious.
Okay.
And you know how people frowned upon masturbation. I mean, people still frown upon it, but not I.
I frown upon it while I'm doing it.
Right. I'm frowning thinking about it right now, but it's an upside down frown. So, basically cornflakes, the iron content was supposed to basically take away some of your sex drive. That's why cornflakes have so much iron in them.
Interesting.
So, In science is infinite wisdom. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, they basically said cornflakes, if you masturbate too much, have cornflakes and God won't hate you. And that's a true story.
That's the one with the rooster, right?
Mm.
Cornelius the rooster?
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, you know, it's funny, those generic named cereals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like last week I had a new one. It was this new one called Crunchy Nut, which I thought was the most generic name. Crunchy Nut cereal.
Okay, I gotta tell you, speaking of cereal, the best cereal I ever had was Blueberry Muffin Tops. Okay, it came in a bag from Dismore's IGA in Pullman, Washington, where I went to school, Washington State University, go Cougs. It was basically blueberry flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It was delicious. So good.
These fruity pebbles are delicious, man. They're
getting a little. I put a little too much milk in there. They're getting soggy on me. They're going soft on me. They're going limp.
But that, you know, sometimes there's those cereals that kind of get mushy. This, because it's the flakes, I think, they're still. They're not disgusting.
No, they're not too bad.
But I mean, I could eat this whole thing.
I mean, I'm probably going to.
Yeah. But then you got the excess milk, and what do you do with it?
You drink it. You got it. It's flavored. It's not really milk anymore. It's like a smoothie. It's like a milk smoothie. You know, you got to do it. You got to do what you got to do. Come on. Here I come, extra calories.
This has been one of the better cereals we've had, I think. I would say most cereals don't hold up to time the way that I remember them as a kid. Fruit Loops didn't. Cocoa Puffs just tasted like a big mouth of brownie.
Count Chocula, bro. That's what it's all about.
We were I was going to try to get one for...
They don't make it anymore.
I think that they do.
They don't. They don't make
they
it
don't
anymore.
Make it at all?
No Count Chocula.
Oh, it's a fucking shame.
Yeah. I mean, the commercials were the best. And Cookie Crisp was another good one, too.
I believe Cookie Crisp is still around.
They still make that, yeah. They're never going to... Cookie Crisp.
Never See, that's another that. One. Where now it's this guy... It's a thief trying to steal the recipe. That's great.
How dare they? Oh, man. All right. I'm officially Fruity Pebbled out.
Yeah, dude. Because
it's sweetened rice cereal, gluten-free. I'm going to get sick from eating from not having gluten. normally people complain about getting sick from the gluten. I'm going to get sick from not having gluten. I need that shit.
Is there a...
I'm going to keep this away from the computer here. All right, well, there's computers everywhere, so I'm fucked. I'll put it over here. It's over in the corner.
And I'll get it before we go. Is there any place you'd like to direct folks...
On the internet? Sure. Yeah. Check me out on Twitter, The Daniel Heiss. I think that's what it is. THEDANIELHEISS.
Are you a German Jew?
I mean, I think so. I believe the literal. Well, I mean, the literal translation for Heiss is hot. Oh. So if you ever go to Burger King, you see on the coffee cup, Borschik Heiss.
Don't drink it.
It means well. No, I mean that's not me. That's not my product. Uh-huh. I mean, maybe depending on my mood, but.
You don't want to burn your mouth.
No, it's gosh and hot.
You know what Beseta means in Czech?
I don't.
To party.
So we got a hot party in this room.
Absolutely, man.
Party hot, babies.
People don't know what they're missing.
No, they don't. They have no idea. Okay, I got a question before we leave. How many listeners do we have today? Is there a little meter there?
Yeah.
How many do we have?
Seven
listeners. Thank you.
So, hey, that's something.
No, okay. Jesus Christ. So, and by seven, you mean 7,000.
Well, they are broken down by tens, so 70.
70 listeners. No, you're fucking with me. Well, look, I'm happy to have been here. I mean, I don't know when we're signing off. Here's the deal. I'm coming back, all right? I demand next time I come back, there's okay. Eggs Benedict.
I demand that you come back as well.
I will, but I'm serious about the fucking Eggs Benedict. We're going to make it happen.
Maybe we should do one on location. I mean,
okay.
Will the Eggs Benedict keep...
Doubtful, yeah. But I don't give a shit if I get food poisoning from Eggs Benedict. It's that good. So here's the deal. Coming back. I'm coming back. I want some Eggs Benedict. We're gonna have some theme songs. Gonna have some music. You gotta have some strippers and midgets in here, man. That's what radio is all about.
Midgets are optional.
No. Midgets are mandatory. Midgets.
You have a connection.
I will make some little phone calls. And when I say little phone calls, I don't mean shortened time. I mean I'll make some phone calls to some little people. So we're gonna have
They're
some midgets.
So short, their phone number's only three numbers.
Absolutely. It's four. How do I get a hold of you? 453. Okay, that's the area code. No. That's it.
The area code is 4.
Right. 4453. My area is so small. So. So we're going to get some midgets. We're going to get some strippers in here. We're going to do some segments. Gonna
no
have some
stripper midgets.
Why not?
Full-size midgets.
I like full-size midgets, too. wait. No midget strippers?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll tell you, one time I was at Borders a couple of years ago.
Oh, this is going
to
be good.
There was a really hot midget there, and I kind of wanted to talk to her.
So did you talk to her?
No, because I was waiting to meet someone else, and I didn't.
Well, you wanted, like, a hot date or something?
No, it was kind
a
of
blind
like,
date.
It was like one of those blind dates.
Online thing, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a couple years ago.
and
then the chick I met ended up being. Ugh.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
That'll happen. That's why I don't do it.
Dude, that's why I got off the internet thing as far as dating goes.
Yeah, fuck the internet. Internet, fuck you.
Yeah, dude. It's just it makes me feel bad no matter what. Either someone doesn't write me back, or I don't want to write them back, and so it's just like, oh, this is all.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? That's why I have zero shame. I just talk to everyone I see. Yeah. If I want to talk to a midget, I'll talk to a midget. Yeah, I mean,
In fact, I did.
You did. I mean, are you fucking talking about me here?
No. Okay. I just gestured. Right. It was for emphasis.
No, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. I just want to make sure. So yeah. So we're gonna...
I saw Ashley at the thing.
And, oh yeah.
And she was just kind of, like, she didn't want to talk. I mean, so
she never. No. She knows. She knows that.
Because I was like, were you here for the stand up? Because I knew she had done it. And she was just like, no.
No.
I was like, eh.
No.
Well, I like your show. And she goes, thanks.
Yeah, she's probably trying to mac on some chick.
There was a chick there.
Ashley has some game. I'll tell you that.
You know what? I mean, like, she's kind of a pale little redhead.
She's a redheaded lesbian midget.
I know.
The worst of everything. And yet, she gets more girls than most guys I know.
TV.
I'm on TV.
Were you on TV?
Well, I'm not, but I was on her show, remember?
But she's on it for, like, seasons.
Yeah, no, I know. But, I mean, for God's sakes. I mean, look, I've been on the news a couple times, okay?
But you probably don't want people to know about those.
No, I mean, an episode of Cops. I wasn't a cop.
I did see your picture at the post office, I believe.
Yeah. Wanted, baby. Alive, not dead. I'm not throwing that one out there. So anyway, look, here's the deal. I'm gonna come back. We're gonna get some segments going, right? We're gonna do it big, bro.
Sounds good. Well, I actually have the studio for 2 hours.
2 hours.
But and I feel like anything over an hour is asking too much for people.
Well, yeah, all seven people are really they're still. Thank you. Is there a phone number they can call in? Can they send me an email? Can they send you an email?
Sure.
Say, all right, look.
Probably not. Well, I guess I can check my email on my phone.
Okay, well, look. You can check it on my phone. Here's the deal. If you're listening, send me an email. All right? Daniel. Are you ready for this? My email is daniel@danielheiss.com. Send me an email. I want to hear what you got to say about how funny our show was today. And if you're an attractive woman.
In the LA area.
Even if you're in, like, Georgia or something, I don't care.
But you send dirty emails.
They don't even have to be dirty. I just want to see what you look like. I want to know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
If you're a dude, if you send me a picture, I will never respond. In fact, I'll report you to the authorities. So, yeah, I mean, that's about it, man. But seriously, if you're listening, check me out on Twitter. The Daniel Heiss. It's THEDANIELHEISS. And Daniel@danielheiss.com.
SS, huh?
That's right.
I'm telling you, man. There's some connections.
Nah, I mean, I'll have to ask my mom about that. Hey, Mom. My mom's not listening. But my mom doesn't care enough. Your mom's listening, though, right?
Not now.
Back
she
in Texas?
She might listen to it on Facebook.
She'll, oh, yeah? She'll...
Because you can find this on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Is there a Breakfast with Comics Facebook or...
I need to make a page.
I feel like you're behind the times, my friend.
But I need to figure out what the hell is up with this damn Podomatic.
Podomatic, fuck you!
It won't let me upload my damn episodes. I'm an episode behind.
Look, we're gonna figure this out. This episode will be up there. Yeah. Better be. All right, that's what I'm. Yeah, I got fans to please. Okay.
I know you.
I got fans to please. Not you, Mom. So. Why do I keep talking about my mom? No, I don't please my mom. You sick fuck. Why do I keep talking about my mom? I don't understand. It must be a Jew thing.
Do you need a couch to lie on?
I do.
Tell me about your mother.
Tell me about your father. So, yeah, you know.
So the Twitter.
The Twitter.
Any shows coming up?
You know, no shows coming up as of yet. But email me, find me on Twitter, and anything I do have going on, like this wonderful Breakfast with Comics podcast, you'll be able to find it all there. And like I said, shoot me an email. I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah, and if you're really, I mean, I guess I never put my email on. It's a zach.beseda@gmail.com, zack.beseda.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look, I want you guys all to know we're at intrafficradio.com, traffic with a K. There's a studio here. There's lovely recording studios here. Right? We got a drum set in the background. There's amplifiers. There's speakers. There's PAs. There's
Post-its all over the place.
Posters fucking everywhere. And
Post-its.
Look, here's what we're gonna do. No, Post-its and posters. Yes. Here's what I would like from you, Zach. All right. If there's anyone who wants to be a part of this, send me an email. Send Zach an email. All right. We need some goddamn listeners. Zach needs some listeners. I mean. I need some Eggs Benedict, and Zach needs some listeners.
I need some good Eggs Benedict. I've only tried them once. And
you only had Eggs Benedict once?
Well, the Hollandaise sauce was way too much. They overdid it with the Hollandaise.
And so I don't think you can ever
like
do too
lemon.
Much.
It just tasted like lemon.
See, that's just not good Eggs Benedict. Were you in Texas?
No, it was out here. And
where? If you say Denny's, I'm going to be really pissed.
No, it was a place in Westchester, like Coco's Tea Room or something.
Yeah, don't ever go to a place called Coco's.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, all right, if you want good Eggs Benedict, you got to go to Cece's in, I think it's in Tarzana, okay. Or Eat in the NoHo Arts District. Eat is a great restaurant. I'm gonna.
What do you do here?
You eat. I'm gonna boast my inner fat kid for a minute, mm-hmm. Or my outer fat kid for that moment. they have Oreo pancakes. And cornflake, and not because they want you to stop masturbating, but cornflake crusted French toast.
I'm not entirely sure I could.
Oh.
Stop.
Oh, I thought you meant the French toast. No, oh, you. I tried the French toast. Yeah, I mean, you try the French toast.
And Oreo cookie pancakes, I'm hesitant.
Why? Why would you ever.
It's a weird combo.
It sounds awful, my friend.
Yeah.
Glorious. Glorious. It's like the Twinkie dog from the infield. You ever been to the infield?
No.
See, everyone dogs on the Valley, all right? Let me tell you fuckers something about the Valley, okay? The Valley has so many good eats around. See, there's so much to do that you don't know about. You know why? Because you suck and you're not from here, all right? So go fuck yourself. Here's the bottom line. No offense to you, Texas. No, yeah. You're all right. You haven't dogged on the Valley yet. Valley is a great place. They got good stuff, good food, good people. Less traffic than the West Side and the other side of the hill. What's that?
The porn industry.
Well, I mean, of course. What would the world be without Chatsworth, California? All right. We'd be bored and prude,
yeah.
and Puritan. So the bottom line is, get to the Valley, get some food, stop by, look, Eam, if you want to know where to eat in the Valley or in LA, send me an email, send Zach an email. He'll email me saying, hey, Daniel, this person wants to know where to eat.
And include a picture of your tits.
Yes.
If you have them.
And if you're a dude, send them anyway. No, don't do that. Wait, I didn't get an email. I got excited for a second.
Nothing yet?
Well, no.
Once we post it up and it goes live on iTunes, which you can subscribe to for free.
Oh, we're going live on iTunes. Okay.
You'll be getting inundated with emails.
I hope so.
And you'll be like, whoa, man, maybe I shouldn't have put my information out
there. No, that's what it's there for, man. That's what it's there for. If I didn't have an email address for my lovely fans or all seven of you.
Attractive ones.
Yeah, look, if you're my fan, you're attractive. Mm. That's right, Tanya. You heard me. So if you're my fan, you're attractive. You know, that's the bottom line. Well, look, I think it's 2:00, Zach. I don't know. What do you want to do? You have a sign off? Should I shut my mouth? What do you want? What do you do?
Well, I thank you for coming and
so go ahead, thank me for coming.
But it would be insincere.
Well, fuck you. Make it sincere. This is radio. You're a comic. You're a performing artist.
I'm an actor. Let me gather my motivation. I'd like to thank you for coming in, Daniel.
Hey, thank you, man. It was great to be here.
You're such a professional.
You know, it is what it is, man.
No dead air.
You know what? I know what I'm doing. I learned once, okay? Once upon a time, the great Gail Nastasia from Los Angeles Valley College said to me, dead air equals dead artist.
Yes.
And I said, Gail, that's the deepest shit I've ever heard.
Well, I think we would require a second episode. I don't think I've delved into Daniel Heiss as much as
you haven't. There's more than meets the eye, and there's a lot that meets the eye. Let me tell you, I'm a handsome fella. You can't see it because you're listening.
Well, you have to send me a picture. So
yeah. Send us a picture.
No, you send me a picture so I can put it up with the.
Oh,
the
done, link. Done,
and everyone
done.
Can see your handsome face.
Done. But seriously, thank you for having me. I really appreciate. Thanks for the fruity pebbles. The soggy fuckers that they are.
Thanks for participating.
Hey, no, seriously, thank you, and I'm happy to do this again.
Absolutely, dude.
All right, man.
Cool. Well, we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah!